Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah. Sir,
he's back.
C. Marty Fit is back in the building, and listen, we having a great week so far. And listen, man, if this is your first time watching, understand that this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the podcast where if you show up and you fit, you're blessed. This is the fitness podcast that is the funniest, the coolest, the coldest, the illest, and the dopest. This is the podcast where haters like to talk ish and make dumb reasons to be a big back.
Big back activity.
The latest reason today is apparently my pee-pee is small.
No diddy, you know.
Because I said I want a healthy woman, so I got a small pee-pee.
No diddy, you know.
Then I went to the profile and looked at the girl who said it, and what you think she looked like.
Big back activity.
100 followers.
Big back activity.
Only face in the profile picture.
Big back activity.
No full body in the profile picture.
Big back activity.
So you just a big back mad at the big back facts.
Big back activity.
Yeah, this is the fitness podcast where we talk about that. This is the fitness podcast where they come on here and they talking about a woman under 200 pounds is a boy.
No diddy, you know.
No, you're just diddy and you don't like women.
Big back activity.
And all you could get is big back women who eat terribly. Hold on, where's my button? Who eat terribly. They don't drink water. They don't know what a vegetable or a fruit is. And so you mad at me for telling the truth and you know I gotta go. Oh yeah, that's that type of energy I'm on tonight. I'm hyped tonight. They done got me hyped up. And y'all fitness influencers, I see y'all. Y'all ninjas hating and then linking up. Oh, yeah. I peep game. Y'all lucky I won't put y'all on the podcast, too. But anyway, let me stop because I could be here all day. And we got a podcast to do. But I'm just telling y'all what type of time I'm on. Hey, return this to the like button. Playback gang, hit the like button. New people, hit the like button. Let's get in these comments real quick. And let me bring my boy up. You know what it is. Tochi's back. The best co-host in the building. Tochi's back. And don't think that because you didn't hear him say anything I said, that he disagrees with anything I just said, because the greatest co-host, the greatest fitness podcast co-host, agrees with everything I just said. Tochi's back.
Facts.
Ain't that right, Tochi?
That's a fact. 100 stacks. That's a fact.
Yes, sir. And Tochi's back. Man. And not only is Tochi back, he's back. What's up, man? You good?
We got big backs talking shit in the comment.
Man, what's up with these folks, man? They got the wrong one.
100 followers.
100 followers.
Only face in the profile picture?
Fat face.
Face or arm? Which one? This one.
Listen, the face matched the arm. By seeing the face, I know what the arm looked like. And don't get it twisted. I'm a great trainer. I've been training for a long time. But I'm a better joker, and I've been joking longer than I've been training. Let's get in these comments. Don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted, right?
Don't get it twisted. Twist your ass to the gym. Twist your ass to the grocery store. Twist the tequila out your face. Let me chill because we got a podcast to do. Y'all big backs, keep it up. I'm going to put your profile on here if you come back. Don't come back to my page.
They don't want that.
Anyway, just in time, Wicked Scorpion. What up, brother? Chris, wasn't sure you would do this tonight with the fire episode last night. Hold up, Jenny. Didn't I say this the best fitness podcast out?
Did you, Jenny?
Jenny, all gas, no brakes, Jenny. I might add a third Thursday podcast. It's like, let me chill. I'm going to be tired as a mat. Live on a Wednesday. Hey. Here I is on a Wednesday. What up, Seth? Marty, what's up, my boy? What up, SAG, The Source? First time catching Less Brunches, More Crunches live. What's going on, Jameer?
Welcome to the show.
If you married a BBW and babysit your stepkids while she eat and cheat, don't watch the podcast. All right. Y'all see what type of time we on tonight. Good evening. What's going on, Machete? I wouldn't mind a woman who was 200 pounds if she was on the thicker, fitter side. And if she was on the taller side, too. But if she's built like a blob, then no. Wicked Scorpion, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. Not necessarily Tune's preference, but you wouldn't hear no bad words from me if she 200, thick, built like a stallion, and fit.
Jenny said, I don't know if she 200.
Talk to me after the show.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think I know who you're talking about.
I don't know her, but she's been on the podcast. We've discussed her before.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
She's not 200. She's not 200, though.
Yeah, that's the closest thing to 200.
She's not 200. Yeah. Tunchi's back. Hold up. I got you. Tunchi's back. G5 sitting on a runaway. Big ass Trevor Gordon and Beyonce. My man is still in the building. What's up, Steel? Hey, Cat Steel, if you still here, vouch for me. My man called me today. He said, see, Marty, I need help with XYZ. I said, I got you. That's just the type of friend and trainer I am. Just to let y'all know, I do this in real life. 100 followers for a woman is shameful. She shouldn't be talking ish.
Nope.
Happy middle of the week, everyone. What up, Shy? 100 followers means she's still on the friends and family plan. John definitely dropped gems. I do disagree with him on the protein topic, though. And that's cool. You just got to do what works for you. I disagree with a little bit of it, too. I like tall, fit women. Tapping at Joe Thomas. What's John's YouTube channel? I tried looking up his podcast on YouTube, but couldn't find it. I'm going to have to get it after the show. I got you, though. I can't watch a podcast around certain people in my life because they get triggered by the words Big Back. And that's okay. This not for everybody.
You know
I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Castillo said to go. That Tuesday episode was fire. I caught the playback. Shout out to the heathens for behaving. Facts. D-Weez, what up? All right, man. Hey, we're going to get this first video out the way. Shout out to Dank DeMoss. They asked Dank what she think about 600-pound life. Let's see what she had to say. Tune, you're going to love this one.
Let's see.
Yeah, you're going to love this one, Tune. This shit is crazy.
Don't have me dead off the early.
No, this one's ridiculous.
Okay, the TV show, 100, 600, what is it, My 600-Pound Life?
Mm-hmm.
What you think about that show?
I actually watch that all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of that shit don't be true. So that's why me being out there.
What don't be true?
In the open, I get a lot of, like, backlash. Motherfuckers think I just sit on the couch all day and eat or order big amounts of foods, and I really don't. You know, like, I probably eat like the
Stop the cap.
Like, I probably eat like the average size person. Probably. Yeah.
Stop the cap.
Eat like somebody your size.
Stop the cap.
But I just feel like
this is what we not about to do, bro. This what the hell we not about to do. We not about to sit here and you gonna tell me you eat the same amount of food as an average person. First of all, me and Tune fit as hell. We probably don't eat the same amount of food as an average person.
Facts.
We probably eat a little bit more than the average person to maintain muscle and size. So what you not about to do is sit here and lie to us. Thank the Moss, the act is up. Your fame, your 5 minutes of fame is up. It's over with. You don't get to 600 pounds by eating the same amount of food of people. There's no autoimmune disease that has you blowing up to 600 pounds eating the RDA, recommended daily allowance.
Is that how much she weighs?
It's one podcast, she said 585.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, 585. Ninjas ain't even deadlifting that.
Damn, bro. Like, you. Wow. That's a lot of weight to be carrying around. I'm surprised, like, she ain't.
I don't know how her heart worked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that joint, she got the heart of the biggest lion. You dig what I'm saying?
Call her courage with all that heart.
That heart, you can save a whole Big Back community.
Her cousin, Kevin Hart. Her uncle, Hart Vader.
Her uncle, John Q.
Hey, yo, that's crazy, bro. Nah, that's it. That's a no tune. You're out of here, buddy. Tune's arrested for indecency against a big back. Harsh jokes against a big back.
Europe.
Oh my god,
that's crazy, bro. We're gonna look at it one more time, bro.
Is it a TV show? 600. What is it? My 600-pound life.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about that show?
I actually watch that all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of that shit don't be true. So that's why.
Power Life.
Mm-hmm.
What you think about that show?
I actually watch that all the time. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of that shit don't be true.
What's not true? They 600 pounds. What's not true?
So that's why me being out there in the open, I get a lot of like backlash. Motherfuckers think I just sit on the couch all day and eat or order big amounts of foods. And I really don't, you know, like I probably eat like the average size person. Probably eat like somebody your size.
Nope.
But I just feel like.
Oh, brother.
Brother, this guy stinks.
If we're being completely serious, right, completely honest, I truly believe that this individual, this person does not have anybody that truly loves her. That's
what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because there's no way that you have people around you that claim they care about you and they allow you to get to that point, whether it be family, friends, or whoever she considers close in her life, they don't love her because at a certain point, there's just no way you can get to that point without somebody letting you know, like, hey, you got to slow down, or hey, you got to make a change. Because 600 pounds, that is a small, like, baby elephant.
Yeah.
You're probably bigger than a baby elephant.
Yeah, not facts.
Nah, for real. I don't think they come out that big. You feel me?
Yeah. She's definitely bigger than a baby elephant, bro. The newborn elephant, she's bigger than that, bro.
And that just says, just looking at her, you know what I'm saying? Despite how she may feel about herself, you have a serious lack of self-love. You feel me? Because there's no way you can look like that in the mirror and say that you care about yourself or you like who you are or you're happy with your situation. There's no way. You feel me? I would be highly embarrassed, highly ashamed, and have a lot of I wouldn't be a confident individual, not by any sense of the word, right? I would be highly embarrassed to show my face in public or go outside.
And what we say, bro? Love ain't lies.
Love ain't lies, bro.
So whoever's lying to her clearly does not love her. You know what I'm saying? That it's just you can't justify that.
And here she is, just like in the same clip. She lying to herself. You lying. Because ain't no way you eating like a regular person. Looking like that, you overeating and you eating whatever you want to eat.
Nope.
So you got to the point where you've believed your own bullshit for so long, and as a result, that's what you look like. That's a result of you lying to yourself one too many times, and you start to believe it.
Big facts, man. Oh Lord, she's back. No surprise you watch it. Oh yeah, John's podcast. I know you effing lying. Where does the dank? You ain't get big from breathing. She says she did.
What?
Hell nah. You know the host went on a diet after that interview. Yeah, she should scare you. Beanbag, chair body. I feel bad for whatever she's sitting on. You know it's stinking. It smells like shit. Is she sitting down or shitting down? Big back ass. Where does the dank end and the couch begin? She blended in with the couch.
She is the couch. She's sitting on
her. I don't even know what you call that. Yeah. Fuck it. Her maintenance calories are at least 5,000. That's crazy. A lot of shit isn't true. Denial is a hell of a drug. Think there's no way you eating less than 7,000 a day. Yep.
That's a lot of calories.
That's a lot of calories. Too many calories. High calorie human, HCH. I guess average is relative term to the quarter ton big back. I've deadlifted 585 years ago, but I ain't trying to deadlift a big ass woman who weighs that much. Apparently she getting, never mind. Knees of steel, no Diddy. You're out of here.
Strike yeah. Three, you're out.
No Diddy, you know.
It's crazy. Queen of Hearts. I could get a hernia, so all you chubby chasers have at it. That's crazy. Tune, that was savage. It's definitely savage.
Love ain't lies.
Love ain't lies, babe. Made it onto the live. Just about to finish my first month of consistent gym routine. Shout out to the Virgo. The heart of three. That's crazy. Her heart is working quadruple time, which will eventually give her a heart attack if she doesn't take care of her weight soon. Sean Harder, Heartbreak Kid. We was just talking about wrestling. We literally was just talking about that shit.
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels. Oh, man. I bet she watched like, damn, babe, how you let yourself go? She better not watch it like that. Arian Peterson, welcome to the show. I don't know if you've been here.
The show.
I'm tired of her. I stress to the young girls, create the habits young. Take care of your body. Yes. Arian. I hope I'm saying that correctly. She eats Hardee's, not Hardee's. What's up, Marsha? Vince Harder. They say home is where the heart is and is the ICU. That's crazy. Great point. She didn't have a mom. I don't care if she ain't have a mom. Yeah.
Where's the dad?
Somebody gotta love her, man.
Something.
Somebody got to, man. Somebody gotta keep it real with her. She's the same weight as a female grizzly bear. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
To the hard way. On her Breakfast Club, they said she has been consistently losing weight.
Stop the cap.
Only weight she lost was the dumbbells. Only weight she lost was gym membership. Only weight she lost was a healthy plate. That's the only thing she lost. If she had people that loved her, they would tell her to lose weight because they don't want to lose her. Absolutely. Dank Hardy fit. Yeah, you're out of here, brother.
Strike three, you're out.
That's not going to fly here, brother.
Carhartt.
Chris Harden. James Harden.
Jeff Harden.
Harden Wayans.
Matt Hardy. The Hardy.
Matt Hardy.
The Hardy Bros.
Oh, man. She didn't have a grandma like mine. She would have said, half of you big. Absolutely. Beyonce knows Harder. That's crazy. Blue Ivy Harder. Ain't that. What's going on, brother? C. Marty got the best podcast, the dopest podcast, the realest podcast. Hey, you know he got to go. What's good? Appreciate that, bro. A lot of people in my 600-pound life have been enabling their food addiction as usually a spouse and kids. Today was Swole Back Day, not Big Back, Big Facts.
Big Back Activity.
Instahart. Her blood pleasure over 9,000. Gotta be. They are going crazy in the comments today.
without shots in the leg.
She go to buffets every day. She go to she don't go to Buffalo Wild Wings. She go to Buffet Wild Wings.
She built like a wisdom.
She from she play for the Buffet Bills. She played for Coach Prime, Colorado Buffets. She built like a wisdom tooth. I don't know about that one, Spidey. That's what we say with BBL girls. I don't know about that one, Spidey. Spidey, you're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
It was strike three.
Spidey, you're out of here. She lied to herself. She also said in her mind she's skinny. Facts. Welcome back, Hardy. I bet she has a fridge and hot plate in her bedroom. Yep. You know she gotta eat.
It gotta eat.
Facts. Hey, I'm trying to get through all the comments, man. Y'all going crazy today, man. What? Those who love will lie getting those cheeks. That's crazy. They're out of here, Marsha.
Strike three, you're out.
The diet don't work for her because she big bone and has thyroid.
The diet don't work for you the same.
She stopped waiting in line to order the head. Facts. Hurt Simpson. All right, y'all. We're going to have to skip some of these comments. We got to go to the show.
Yo,
same man with a fat fetish who love to lick her gravy off.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy, man. All right, man. Let's keep this thing going. Me and Tune Kelly, oh, it's only the first video. Yeah. Sir, hit the like button. Share the podcast with a friend. Don't bring no sensitive people on here. Warren Buffet. All right, Tune. This girl says, tell her why she should lose weight. So I'm gonna let you guys tell her why she should lose weight. She says she doesn't have to.
Let's
check it out, man. Where we at? Where we at? Where we at? Where the video at?
It's on the laugh app. I'm ready to laugh.
All right. Tell me one good reason why I should lose weight.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
You know, white people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
You know, white people. Well, I don't know. White people, y'all started this shit and black people adopted it. So I'm going to blame y'all. But this right here is ridiculous. We at a point where you could walk around looking like you got a shitty diaper on.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We at the point where you looking like your damn belly look like melted ice cream.
Nope.
And you talking about you ain't got to lose no weight. What the hell kind of society we live in?
Her body built like a sack of potatoes. That's like crazy as hell.
Nah, for real. Look how her butt go in.
Nope.
How your butt go in like that? Vacuum butt. The fuck is going on? She got top belly roll.
Belly deli?
Two middle belly rolls.
Belly deli?
And then a bottom belly roll. She tried sticking her leggings, it ain't work.
Belly deli?
But they gonna tell her she could pull a ninja like me in tune.
I'm waiting for her to face the camera because ain't nobody looking at that big ass back.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna pause it when she faced the camera. Hold up. Let's see. that's the best we're gonna get to him right there. Bam.
Oh my God, look at that motherfucker.
Brother.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
You know she came straight from the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
You know she went to the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
She went to the other drive-thru.
It's Burger King.
She said she gotta eat before she starve herself.
It gotta eat.
Yeah.
She said her back ain't pregnant. She just pregnant.
My back pregnant.
I'm trying to figure out who I can place blame on for enabling these women to think this is okay.
It's the women, bro.
It's these ninjas too, bro.
You think so? You think somebody smacking them cheeks?
Ninjas are so thirsty, bro. You know, a lot of these guys don't have standards for themselves, unlike us, right? We got requirements, so we see this, we just gonna laugh. That's all we gonna do. We gonna laugh and clown and joke. But a lot of these ninjas, they don't have self-respect for themselves, so they gonna go for anything that's the opposite sex with two arms, two legs. belly or not. You feel? Yeah. I'm pretty sure she got somebody in the DM. Bro, we've seen it, bro. We've seen it.
We have seen it.
Times over, when you see a skinny ninja walk around with an obese broad, you'd be like, this shit don't even add up. And then you'd be like, are they together? Then you see the little kid walking, you'd be like, yo. So I wouldn't be surprised if somebody's getting at that or trying.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with women. As long as they getting some D, they think they ain't got to do nothing.
Nope.
That's what it is. Because
that's the problem right there.
Ain't no way she think that's attractive for real.
Hey, it is what it is.
How y'all feel about it in the comments? Would y'all?
Well, they're going crazy, so let's check it out. Butch body bad build is crazy. Because you need to doesn't look that great back there. That's crazy. She got FUPA times five. Shitty diaper. Yeah, shitty diaper is crazy. It do like a shitty diaper. Like, somebody need to change her.
Doggy.
Somebody got to change her. Baby, grown baby ass. Front butt, man, yeah.
Front butt is crazy.
How does one attain that physique? The knees are knocking.
That's what it's
knee heaven ass.
Well, be funny as shit.
Her butt has a back.
My back pregnant.
Your back has a back.
Her ass like a baseball diamond. She might want to be able to find her kitty sooner than later. She look like a deflated Michelin man. How does she wash her kitty? That's what I want to know.
She got to hold up the butt on the back. On the front.
She got to hold up the front butt. It's a back butt.
You got to spread the front.
She got to go through the front butt to get to the back butt. How do you do that? She carrying a fanny pack. She looked like a jar filled with mayo tartar sauce and her back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
I apologize for all white girls. This is such a dumb video.
Yeah, Jenny, get you.
Jenny,
girl.
You don't have to apologize because I ain't apologizing for no ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, and what people.
And we got a ninja coming up I'm not apologizing for. Shortly, stay tuned.
Jenny, get your girl, Jenny.
She thinks she's sexy. Knock, knock. Who's there? Her knees touching. That's crazy. Kangaroo pouch.
Ew, brother, ew.
Built like Dr. Robot Nick the Eggman from Saw.
That's what I was thinking. Oh,
that's crazy. That's crazy, bro.
Yo, somebody read my mind. That's funny as shit.
She can't see your feet. I can see skinny white dudes loving that snow hippo flesh. That's crazy, bro. Build like a booger. Hey, man, y'all are crazy, bruh. I can't even get all the comments today. They go crazy. You know she blamed it on the condition, feederism.
My name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Imagine if you had Dr. Now on your podcast. Facts.
Dr. Robotnik is goddamn old, man.
Sweet. Man. Hey, yo, Shelly, that's crazy, bruh. Calling her Shelly, that's wild. Dusty ghetto ninjas will hit anything. Low standards all around. She built like an SUV. Broke Bammers ain't got no choice but to wife up them caramel buffaloes. That's crazy. Women I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. Man, sort of need to get in her bag, not the chip bag. Facts. Built like a drawstring. Bust a can of biscuits. Michael Hawkins and her DM is crazy. Hey, we killing y'all on this episode, man.
Yo, it's fine.
I keep pressing the wrong button. My bad. All right, well, this is the mindset. This is the mindset that leads to this because you have women that aren't big. They'll never get big, but they're going to convince women that are big it's okay to stay big. Let's check it out. Jenny, you got to apologize for your folks again, all right? Just give me a heads up, Jenny.
Is being pretty something important to you?
Is being pretty something important to you? Let's see what she says.
I bet. You know, I think that pretty has to do with every individual, and I think that pretty does not have to do with a body type, and you can be as big or as little as you want, and some individual is going to find you attractive. As long as you're confident in yourself, then you are okay.
Oh, brother, this guy
He asked, was she pretty? I mean, he asked if being pretty is important. She automatically, it's okay to be big and pretty. He ain't even asked you that.
She went way left with the question.
Way left. But the fact that you just including it, the fact that you're including it shows that you don't even think it's pretty because you felt the need to include that in the question about pretty. He didn't say big girls ain't pretty. He might be a chubby chaser, but the fact that you bring it up, you see what I'm trying to say to him? You understand what I'm trying to say?
I feel like she kind of deflected the question to kind of take the heat and the pressure off her. So she like went around the question to kind of like shield herself from having to answer that directly. For whatever odd reason, it was just a simple question. It was like a yes or no, then give your honest opinion.
That's it, bro.
She probably doesn't even feel like she's pretty herself just by the way she went about answering that question.
Or maybe she got a big friend or something.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You got a big friend that you're taking up for, and you don't want to offend them if she saw that interview.
She probably tried to put her friend on dudes. Dudes be like, nah, I'm cool. She's just as beautiful as the rest of us.
Nope.
That's the big back friend that's cock blocked.
You're fat phobic.
Nope.
Okay, no, then.
No, she's good. She's with us.
Nobody was trying to holler at her big ass.
Keep big back activity.
So if I'm fat phobic, you broke phobic. Hold up. Hold. If I'm fat phobic, you broke phobic. Short phobic. Masculine phobic, because we know y'all don't like masculine ninjas now. Y'all like
no Diddy, you know.
As ninjas now. All right, so we gonna call phobics. You are some phobics too. Any other phobics tune?
No phobic.
That's good enough. You get the point. Fuck is they talking about?
No Diddy, you know.
If ninjas ain't walking around with a little sass in their voice, you act like something wrong with them.
No Diddy, you know.
No, I like the lift weights. Sorry. Oh man, where are we in these comments, man? Micah Savage, I think I read that. They trying to take out the competition. Street interviews are corny. Girl, if you don't.
Boy, if you don't.
Took it way to another level. This is a legit trainer in Raleigh. He only trains men. Okay. Some folks hypocritical. Money only matters to people without it. These interviews always go after the drunk chicks leaving bars. I need to do that, bro. Actually, DC too dangerous for that. I ain't doing that.
Yeah, you
fuck around, do that, make somebody mad. That's the ninja on the podcast. That's get him.
The podcast. Get robbed by YN on some stupid shit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, my sister big, and you talking about big women. There'd be some stupid shit like that.
Can't talk that shit.
We ain't got time for that shit. We got shit to do.
I know, right?
Yeah, if politically correct was a person, girl, bye and stop capping. Tune's right, deflection.
Deflection.
Yep, more apologies from your token white girl. It's cool, our turn coming next, Jenny. She didn't want to look vain, but ironically, that self-awareness and vainness is the confidence she's referring to. Facts. Sometimes you got to take one for the team, fellas, but you can always tell her we can take it slow and we should be friends first. I don't know about that one. I ain't taking shit for no team.
Yeah, not at all.
Only shit I take for the team is charges, and I don't play basketball no more. Ball. My hoop days is over, so I ain't taking for no team. You forgot about truth phobic. Big girls don't want to be alone. Misery loves company. Women lie to each other every day. All facts. And me and Tune killing y'all on this episode. Oh, he wasn't serious, guys. Wicked Scorpion wasn't serious. My bad, bro. All right, Tune. This big girl says she gonna scoot out your life, Tune. You ready?
Scoot or roll out, big ass.
Hold on. Virgo got another comment. God forbid an actually pretty thin woman knows she's attractive, then everyone else has a problem and wants to be included. And hold up, I did forget something here. Spidey sent a super chat. I want to acknowledge that. Thank you, brother. I miss that. Don't think I, you know, I definitely appreciate the support. I was moving too fast. But listen, man. Yeah, Tune, big girl gonna scoot out your life. She ain't call you and tell you?
Nah.
Okay. All right. Well, this she told me to show you. She told me to show you this, Tune.
Let's see if she's talking about
it. Because I'm in your life, bitch. That don't mean I'm gonna scoot out of yours. Just because I'm in your life, bitch. That don't mean I'm gonna scoot out of yours.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Listen, man. I don't know what's going on, but this being cool and doing shit big back on Instagram for likes,
big back activity,
and for engagement and for attention, this shit has to stop. We got to stop supporting this shit. And I need y'all who make the content to understand people are not laughing with you. They laughing at your big ass. They're laughing at you. So you should feel disrespected.
It's funny because a lot of those people can't decipher. They can't distinguish whether a person is laughing with them or laughing at them because they get so much.
Nope.
They get so much engagement. So they think it's just all good engagement. Right. And then not only that, but, you know, our community, we like toxic shit. We like to see fat people make a clown of themselves. We like to see people doing dumb shit, fighting on the internet, fighting. Crazy. Fighting for love, dumbass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Like the Erica Mena show that's out now. That's
yeah, you see the one ninja, bro. Mm. Ruined his life, bro.
And the only like fit dude, the fittest dude on the show, like you getting your ass whooped, like
doing some simp shit. You popping, but giving, but popping balloons, then fighting for.
Community's cooked.
I'm not gonna community's say cooked, what race,
our
what people.
Cooked, bro. But then we encourage that, bro. We encourage that. You know what I'm saying? We make light of it and we perpetuate that narrative. And that's why our community is trash. We're unhealthy. Mm-hmm. We do toxic shit. And we glorify shit that doesn't need to be glorified.
Facts.
And then when people like us or you expose that or speak out about it, then people attack you like you wrong. You know what
facts.
I'm saying?
Facts.
And you start getting all these hate comments and you got a small PP, no Diddy, you know, dumb shit like that.
No Diddy, you know.
Like, a real man don't care about a woman's size.
You talking about?
You're literally.
Shut up!
A real man. How I'm not a real man because I care about a woman's health. So you want a ninja that don't give a fuck about your health.
Shut up!
I mean, he don't give a fuck about you.
He himself. Don't give a fuck about you. But I got a little wee-wee.
Shut up!
But that's not to care about your health. It's Big D energy.
Shut up!
Apparently.
Or no Diddy energy.
Facts. A Dark and Landwell is crazy, brother. That Scooter said, other than that bit, you just big. she need a gym commitment as strong as that Scooter.
For real.
Just because my fupa pig. Yeah, I can't see my cat. That's her. Oh, I got to get that sound. Somebody remind me to get that sound, bro. Did you want an episode when she's like, just because my fupa pig don't mean I can't see my cat?
No, I ain't see that. That
same girl said that shit, bro. Scooter, like, get off me. It's a pink sack of potatoes on the Scooter. That's crazy.
Nah, for real.
Did y'all catch what she said? Because I didn't. Something, and she'll scoot out your life. That's what she said. Tune, I said she looked like LeChat. Do you know who that is? Oh, yeah, that's when you said that. You know who LeChat is, Tune?
I was LeChat. Who the that's ghetto as shit.
Seth, my point exactly, bro. Seth, how old are you, bro? Like, he said it's something from 3-6 Mafia. I said, bro, we was like 9 years old, bro, when they was hot. And it just was nine. We was watching Triple H and Stone Cold Steve Austin. And I was watching Hoops. I ain't worried about no 3-6 Mafia. All I know is Ryan Spinners. We Ryan Spinners. Ryan Spinners. We Ryan Spinners.
You know, you're sick of the sick.
Yeah. that's the woman that said, yep. World star VH1, absolutely. Who put the red tablecloth and red moss on that big piece of furniture. Basura. Es basura. No está bien. Es how you say fat in Spanish again? I forgot. damn it. Attention is a new currency, and this generation don't mind embarrassing themselves. Absolutely. Was that the Kool-Aid man? Yes. checking in. Appreciate you, brothers. Appreciate the super chat, Ife.
Yes, sir.
Ife in the building. Was that the woman that said you had a little pee-pee? No, but she was built like that. BBE, Big Back Energy.
Big Back Activity.
And it is people outside the community that make a fortune showing that mess. Yep. The chat from 3-6, black cards are vote. Nope.
Nope.
You're out of here. Break 3, you're up.
Take the L, Seth and Spider-Mo.
Facts.
Take the L. That's like me and you trying to convince somebody like who Cameron is. Because you know the young generation don't really understand who Cameron is.
Right? They be like, who is that?
Cameron. Exactly. Yeah, they be like, who the fuck, who is that? Yeah, that was our time. You know what I'm saying? Gordo. Yeah, gordo.
Gordo. Gorda.
Yeah. Yeah, la chica es gorda. Mucho. Grande y gorda.
You saw Baby Boys, you know what I'm talking about. She was on Baby Mama and I think Chicken Head too. I gotta start acting like straight out the plastic.
Like 3, you're up.
You brand new, right? You funny as shit.
Yeah, get him out of here. The cat in French. Oh well. Oh, thank you, Jenny. Jenny with the French lesson. All right, man. Let's keep it going, man. Hey, Tony, you seen the You Better Rock Your Hips waist trainer?
Let's see it.
You never seen a Better Rock Your Hips waist trainer, bro? I thought I showed it to you. Okay.
There's so many fads out this joint now.
Oh yeah, the Better Rock Your Hips waist trainer.
Lay your ones up.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
One time, you gotta rock your hips. Rock your hips. 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 You gotta dip with it. Dip with it. You gotta dip with it.
You know what, Tune? We're cooked, man.
Shorty putting on a whole scuba suit. She about to go diving in the diving in Hawaii for real. Scuba diving, like.
Yeah, man. Nah, this is actually wild, bro. I mean, there's no shortcut for this. You know, you don't get that belly in one day and then just try to hide it with this.
And how
you know what I'm saying?
How you even able to breathe properly and comfortably, bruh.
Ain't no way she could breathe comfortably. Ain't no way.
Hurt for real.
Yeah, ain't no way. Hold on, that shit was rocking. Hold on. Hey. Hey.
All right. You gotta rock your hips. Rock your hips. 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 You gotta dip with it. Dip with it.
Get your shoulders in that bitch. Yeah, bro, we're cooked.
Brother, this guy stinks.
That's what it is now, though, man. Everybody want to take a shortcut, man. It is what it is. Bro.
What do you see, Marty? Honestly, thinking, bro, what do you think it's gonna take for folks to have like just the ultimate wake up call? Whereas though, people really stop thinking this is acceptable, and people really take their health as a priority.
Bro, but I think we too far gone, bro.
You think
because with the advancement of AI technology, getting things quickly, you know, ChatGPT, Grok, with the advancement of it, everybody's used to getting everything quick, bro. So nobody wanna focus on the slow grind. So we're cooked.
Microwave society.
The microwave society. It's a wrap. You dig? You dig what I'm saying?
You dig?
And you know I'm gonna tell the truth.
You know I gotta go.
Dom the Monko. Yeah. Shout out Rise and Rise, looking like a busted can of biscuits. feel like a big ass stress ball. She gonna pass out putting that shit on. Come to find out, she didn't shape anything. Now, the only thing she is a shape. She built like a oval. Humpty Dumpty that didn't fall yet.
A Bosu ball.
Yeah, it's cooked.
Oh, man.
Mm-mm, the smell of chunk funk and dead body hair is very pungent. All right.
Break free, you're up.
Get out of here with that.
Chunk funk shit
again. Pinky was before y'all time, too. You know who she is. Now, that's crazy. Now, that's wild.
Freaky.
Yeah, that's freaky, freaky dicky. Rock up hip should be the new intro. Facts. More videos of Chris and Toon dancing, pretty please. Oh, it's a whole bunch of them out there, Jenny. I know you kind of knew, but yeah, it's a whole bunch of them. You got to be a bold motherfucker to get on camera and show the world that shit. All right.
Facts.
All right, man. Hey, we killing y'all on this episode, man. I hate to say this, but I think something's going to have to happen to a woman other women care about. Maybe that's it.
I agree.
Oh, y'all going back to Pinky days? Whoa, what's y'all? Yeah, y'all good.
Strike three, you're up.
Oh, yeah, cook.
Buffy the body.
Yeah. Hey, man. Anyway, moving on. Y'all ninjas. We got men telling women they don't like when the women go to the gym.
Oh, brother. Let me guess. Is the our community? Whose community? I'm not going to say
what yeah, race, what people. You know, black people.
No.
It's the most unattractive thing somebody could tell you, especially somebody like, say you're interested in a guy and he's like, why do you spend so much time at the gym? That's all you do. You go there every day. And you spend your nights choking your chicken.
Speaking of choking the chicken, this guy's out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Anyway, that was crazy, Spider-Mo.
You say some wild shit. Let me see.
You don't see me judging. People will literally critique you for wanting to go to the gym and better yourself. Or like when they go, oh, it's a little hobby you have. It's not a hobby. Working out is not a hobby. Guys, did you know in certain countries, when you are literally mentally impaired and you're having mental health issues, they tell you to run. They tell you to get serotonin and dopamine going. They tell you to work out. This is not a hobby. You should be doing this. It's good for your heart. It's good for your overall mental health. What? It's not just for the aesthetic. This will help you not box people out, help you with your mood swings, your anger issue. What? This is not a hobby. Mm-mm.
Science is out there, man. Working out, it's going to do a lot for you. And listen. If you guys, women or guys, right? If you're dating somebody who's on their fitness grind, the last thing you need to do is try to get them off and try to stop them. That's the most unattractive shit. You got anything on that tune?
I did. Dumb thing I disagree with sure, everything she was saying was spot on. The only thing I disagree with is the fact that shit is a hobby. I don't know what she talking about. That's one of my favorite things.
Well, it's different for everybody, you know.
Very true.
Because I say at times I feel like it's a hobby because I'm enjoying it, but then other times I don't feel like doing that shit.
I
I am not gonna hold you. Yesterday I didn't feel like doing that shit, bro. Like I did it just because I had to, you know.
So yeah, that's
you
can that's
call fair. It a hobby, but yeah,
that's fair to say. And the reason why I say it's a hobby for me. Because we've done it so routinely, whereas they're like, that's the first thing that's on my mind, literally, when I wake up in the morning. Like, I have to work out, or I feel like my day, you know, isn't really complete. Or if I feel like if I didn't work out that day, that my day was, it was lackluster, like something was missing, or I didn't do enough. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's been so much of a part of who we are that I feel like if we don't work out, then like, you know, we didn't really get the most out of our day that we should have.
Yep.
But other than that, you know, she's 100% right. It's going to
absolutely
get your mental health right, your body right. Everything comes full circle when you take care of yourself.
I'm telling you, I be trying to tell dudes, man, like, go ahead. It's going to be a few exceptions of women who work out, who take a dude that don't work out, but most do not want that shit, bro. I'm just keeping it 100 with y'all, so y'all go ahead with that shit. Where we at? She do not look raggedy, bro. hey, Wicked Scorpion, if I pull up this shy, you better have all 10s. If I pull up this shot, you better have Angel Reese. this ninja's capping.
Stop the cap.
If I pull up to the shot, you better have Angel Reese. I'm gonna be out there too. I got peoples out there.
Yeah.
All right. All right then. Continue to grind. Don't mind the others, exactly. Where she didn't have all those doodles on her face, but she's speaking facts. That, y'all are crazy, bro. It was probably a big back that told her that is. Yep. Who that, JR? What up, baby? Fitness is a lifestyle, not just in the gym, but what you eat and how you train your mental, spiritual health. Working out is part of life. Lifestyle, exactly. That's why I walk on the tire and climb. All right. I thought you was being funny. That's why I walk on the tire and climb. Besides getting ready for ninja comps, I try not to get bored working out. You definitely don't get bored because I see you doing all types of stuff. The ninja Spider-Man will be challenging me to the box jumps. I'm like, bro, I ain't jumped in a while, bro.
That's man, Spider Ninja.
I be like, bro, I got, dang. There's many a day I drag myself to the gym, even if I don't want to, usually feel better halfway into the workout.
Facts.
What you think? You white or something from reading all them books? Same ninja energy. Yep. Be nice. She was cute and fit. I don't think she's raggedy, bro. Hold up. Where is that?
She's okay. Not my speed.
It's the most unattractive.
Oh, shit. I didn't even
do that. Somebody could tell you.
He's talking about she raggedy, bro. She not raggedy.
She was getting real emo at the beginning. I was like.
Yeah, no. Actually, she one of the homies. She's not raggedy for sure. But what's crazy is,
you know her?
Yeah. But like a lot of girls, like when I remember, I had Kanisha. Remember we did the episode with Kanisha, Rennie, and Sydney.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole comments was like they raggedy. I'm like, bro, like, what the fuck? Like if she ain't glammed all the way up, they be like, she raggedy. I'm like, bro, like, God, they just gotta chill out, bro. Like,
gotta relax.
You know what I'm saying? And then just act like they walk around with a fresh cut all the time. Fresh lineup.
Nope.
They want Shorty to be in the club outfit all the time.
Nope.
Ladies, I feel bad for y'all. Bro.
Nope.
Man.
We can roll out the bed and be chill, bro. Ladies, y'all can't have no days off. I love tattoos, just none on the face. Some of you ninjas got $10 taste but $2 budgets. Oh.
Bars.
Hey, look at Scorpion. You better have Angel Reese out there when I pull up. Right. That's all I'm going to say. Hey, you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. All right, man, let's keep it going. Lady said they don't like the stomach tune.
Hey,
Let's see.
I just want y'all men to know that we don't like them big ass stomachs.
Ooh.
Them fat ass guts. Ooh. They don't go with y'all outfits either.
Ooh.
I just want y'all men to know that we don't like them big ass stomachs.
Uh oh.
Them fat ass guts. They don't go with y'all outfits either.
Sounds like she's cooking to me. You know what she sound like?
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
But yeah, man. Hey, fellas, the get money belly is played out.
The IT belly is played.
You know what's crazy, man? When I made that post about Raymond Felton, all the dudes was like, he put his work in already. Listen, bro. It don't matter, bro. It's no such thing as you put your work in already. What you did 20 years ago don't have nothing to do with your body composition right now.
Nope.
Yesterday's wins don't count today, bro.
Nope.
Hell no.
What you did yesterday, that shit don't mean shit today. It's a new day.
I was in the military.
Nope.
Hey, I'm going to keep it 100, bro. Hey, anybody who's in the military, this ain't no diss against y'all, okay? But when a lot of dudes try to discredit what I say as a former Division I athlete because they was in the military, unless you was in the Marines, what you did don't compare.
Nope.
After you got through basic training, you was sitting down and shit.
Nope.
And getting fat.
Nope.
You didn't do 4 workouts a day like we did in D1.
Nope.
And that's at the mid-major level. Imagine what they doing at the high major. Am I right or wrong, Tom?
Are you 100% right? The rigorous training that we did every day.
Shit crazy.
I'm talking about that's just like during the spring and winter semester. We're not even talking about summer. You know what I'm saying? Like it was a full-time job working.
Shit was crazy.
Working out. We did that shit repeatedly.
Or coach mad at you after the game, making you run after the game.
Any way you look at it, it was any way you look at it, we was doing a lot of physical activity.
Yeah. So yeah, and we in shape now, but we ain't in that type of shape.
Shit. We probably in better shape.
Well, I don't know. I can't run like I used to. Because basketball, we did a lot of running.
Well, I'm talking about overall as far as
but
from
yeah,
a holistic standpoint, because your diet probably a lot better than it was.
Diet's a lot better, but as far as running and shit, I can't do all that. So, but the point I'm trying to make when I say that is the military ninjas can't do that shit. Because they ain't in our shape. But they're A-shape. They're rectangle box shape ass. He tomorrow, you get to the business world, you know, man, shut up. Man, all these fit businessmen out here, shut up.
I see these body ass.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. Yeah. Fellas, get your core right, absolutely. She said what she said. Nah, because those are the ones with the most audacity. And I've actually seen that happen in real life. I've seen the belly dudes with the audacity. She sounds just like that drop, exactly. But what your real hair look like? Yeah, you're out of here, buddy. That's crazy.
You're out.
That's insane, brother. That's crazy, brother. I ran track in high school with 40 plus age and belly size head ass.
Belly?
Nothing goofier than an out of shape dude in slim fit designer shirts suffocating a belly.
Belly?
That shit all too much.
Chris, stop the cap. We saw you sprint against Mo. Yeah, that's a sprint. That ain't all right. Suicide, rest, suicide. It's different. And you know, in a basketball game, you run about 6 miles in a game.
Yeah, basketball conditioning.
Yeah, yeah. So.
That shit's different.
You're out of here, Spider-Man.
Strike three, you're out.
Yo, I gotta get off this.
What's wrong with this guy, man? He's arrested.
Yo, I'm done.
Yo, hey, no, Wallo funny as shit, bro. That's crazy, dog.
That's Spider-Man, you fucking crazy, man.
Crazy, dog. All right, man. We got 2 more clips. We're gonna wrap this thing up, man. We got angry Popeye's Big Backs again. Let's check it out.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people,
The food you eat and put in your body affects how you act.
That's a fact. Because
you don't see that happen at the salad spot, just like I said the other day. That right there is ridiculous, man. And people wonder why they always feeling sluggish and irritable, bro. Look what you putting in your body.
Man, you could just see it when you see them. You could just look at a person. You know what I'm saying? You can look at a person. You can look at their demeanor. You can look at their body language. You can look at their facial expressions. And you can tell that they have an unhealthy diet. You know, they look like they got attitude. They look irritable. They look like anything that you say to them, they're going to be pissed off and they're going to be ready to box you for real. You feel me? And it shows in their shows in their appearance as well, too, not just their face, but you can look at somebody's body and just tell they got a nasty attitude. You feel me? It's like,
Lord, how'd you get from Popeye's?
that's Burger King.
It's Burger King.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeye's.
You go fry some chicken, you go.
As this old oil.
You go fry some chicken, you gonna need some. You go fry some fish, you gonna need some. You go fry some vegetables, you gonna need some.
Bacon has his own.
Bacon has his own oil. I want you to look over at somebody and say, me like bacon, baby.
Yeah, we're cooked. We're cooked, man. We're cooked, man. I mean, yeah. Fighting in Popeyes is crazy, dog. What you think they fighting over? Sauce? 25 cent sauce?
She probably got short of the tender.
Maybe they forgot her biscuit. They gave it a wrong size drink. All big back arguments.
I don't know. The one that takes the cake is the one shorty went to go to Chipotle and start making her own bowl. That shit was crazy, dog.
Because they got her order wrong, so she went back there and started making the order.
In the background, what she said, she was like, let her make her food. She said some stupid shit like that.
Yeah, her friend in the background recording.
No Diddy, you know?
Enabling that shit. Just let her make her own food.
No Diddy, you know?
And see, that's where we are, man. That's where we are. That's why people don't like us. Because we tell the truth. We tell the truth, man. You can't keep it real with people. Everything's supposed to be acceptable now. We ain't got time for that shit, bro. We don't have time for it, man. Let's get in these comments, man. Y'all going crazy as fuck in the comments. Whoa, that's crispy.
That's Popeye's.
Reminds me of the chicken sandwich craze of 2019. That was a wild time.
All our people
a tall, big back with a horse, yak hair ponytail. Okay. Andre Reese. Guys, we can't do the podcast with these shenanigans, man.
Strike three, you're out.
We can't do the podcast with these shenanigans, guys. We can't focus. They're going to cancel us, guys. They're going to shut the podcast down, guys. The bigger the belly, the worse the attitude. Never see this at the Mediterranean spot.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
Angelo Reese. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. You guys don't care about the podcast. You guys want me to get canceled.
Strike three, you're out.
You seen what happened to Jeff Teague and them when Charleston White was on there talking about Angel Reese?
Yeah, I got to go look at that.
You guys want that to happen to me too. All right. Big back ratchets. They're bloated, look toxic, act toxic, and smell toxic. Absolutely. And we want to blame white people for being fat.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
Never see that at Whole Foods or Sweet Greens. Nope.
Never.
She built like Kendrick Perkins. big perk. That's Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
That's Burger King.
It's Burger King.
They got to eat.
Instead of going to the gas station to drink some soda, buy some water. I'm convinced that whatever they're injecting into the chicken is the reason why their sandwiches only cost $5. She mad because they didn't put honey in the bag for her biscuits. Yep. She fighting because it's itis. Maybe he meant itis. I don't know. Hey, what was Shorty's pronoun? She looked like a woman in the face, but the white Howard from the neck down. Hey, yo.
No Diddy, you know.
Diddy, you know.
Shout out Dwight Howard. He showed love on the post the other day, man. You're a great trainer. Just just focus on helping the youth. Man, shut up.
No diddy, you know.
Man, shut up, man.
First of all,
let me cook, man. Grown men need to get cooked. Grown men need to get cooked out here with these pregnant bellies. You with the bro, grown men out here, wife pregnant, and they pregnant at the same time. Probably told her they were out of biscuits. Her crash out of Popeyes may justify racism. Some racist neck beard. Look at that N-word getting mad over some chicken, Trump. Oh, wow. That's crazy. That's insane.
What?
That's why I meal prep at home. Yeah, that was crazy. She fighting because she looked in her bag and said,
it's barbecue in there.
It's no barbecue in there.
It's barbecue in there.
So I ordered Black and Ranch.
It's barbecue in there.
Black and Ranch is crazy.
It's Black and Ranch. This ain't barbecue sauce.
It's barbecue in there.
That's what she sound like too. You know she sound like that. Big back ass.
It's barbecue in there.
My bad, bro.
You're a fool.
Some people have no shame. I could imagine acting like that in public with dive embarrassment every time I replay it in my mind.
For real.
Gender neutral mode. This, bro, get your man, fool.
Break three, you're out.
Gender neutral mode is crazy. Hey, that's her IG name, all one word.
Gender neutral mode. This guy is tripping. You got to get him out of here.
Oh, man. It's been 3 podcasts since I was arrested. Damn, streak over. Yeah, you're done, Mike. That was crazy. Actually, there's some tomfoolery at Whole Foods, too, with those snobby white people. I actually have seen some tomfoolery with white people at Whole Foods, but it wasn't like that. They wasn't throwing shit. It was in the pandemic with the whole mask situation. So you had the white people with the mask on, and the white people that ain't want to wear the mask, and they was arguing and shit. That shit, funny as shit, bro. Yeah, put your mask on. Yeah, fuck the mask. I'm not wearing shit. You're going to have to call the cops, and I'm coming here to get my food. We're going to call the cops. Shit was fucking hilarious. I'm not even joking.
That's some stupid shit.
I used to work for Whole Foods, by the way. How was that experience, Wicked Scorpion? Off topic, I said Uncle T the other day to someone, almost lost their mind laughing, my new favorite phrase. Yeah, shout out Uncle T. That's what we call... the president on here. We call him Uncle T.
Let him cook.
Hey, listen, that's what we call him here. Whether you like him or not, he's the president. So his name going to come up sometimes. Okay. All right. We're not going to get political here, but we're going to bring up the president sometimes. And we're going to bring up RFK sometimes. Gender neutral big people smell. I had an altercation with a white woman at the gym about 7 years ago. It happens. Whole Foods sweet, I be stealing like shit out that joint. Bro. Bro. Bro, chill, bro.
There was me when dude was like, I'm done. Cut the show.
Yeah, we're cooked. We're cooked. I saw someone lick a spoon of a salad dressing at the salad bar at Whole Foods. No, you didn't. No fucking way, bruh. Whole Foods is a terrible, toxic company to work for. Don't ever apply there. Wow. Uncle T sound like a brand of iced tea. Spider-Mo just arrested himself. It literally arrested himself.
Jesus Christ, bro. This guy needs help.
This guy's hilarious, man.
All right, man. We got one more video. We're going to get up out of here. Talking about the fast food restaurants by the gym. Let's check it out, man.
Supposed to be working out, but the only thing I see is Wendy's menu from the workout floor. Planet Fitness, I need answers. Because I'm confused. I can't focus. I'm trying to put my order in at Wendy's and lift 2 dumbbells at the same time.
It's Wendy's.
She said it's Wendy's by the gym. But hold on, let's see. Right there, Wendy's by the gym. Tell them why you think they do this. Why you think they put all these fast food restaurants by the gym?
It's strategic. There's actually, I don't know what it's called. There's like a specific chemical that it mimics. I don't know what it does to the brain, but by smelling it, it kind of draws you towards the smell. I don't know. It has something to do with like, I don't know if it's like a chicken type of aroma, but nevertheless, though, you know, they put these fast food chains by, you know, gym. It's strategic because they know after the gym, you're probably going to be hungry. And, you know, more times than not, people don't have self-control. So they're going to go ruin their diet or ruin their workout, good workout, by getting, you know, some quick food to eat. It's all strategic. It's all a game plan. It's unfortunate for real, but, you know, they usually do it in our areas a lot.
Even yeah, by we got a whole bunch by our gym. Our whole area is flooded with them joints.
You can name several. You got Buffalo Wild Wings. You got McDonald's right there. You got Popeyes right there. You got what else?
Sonic.
You got a pizza joint right there too.
Lido's
right there too, right?
Popeyes.
Then you go across. You got Five Guys.
Chick-fil-A.
Right next to each other. What else is over there?
Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's. The Crab Shack. Whatever that is.
Damn, they did put the Crab Shack over there. We sound old as shit. Yeah, they did put that motherfucker over there, man. That was over there the other day.
The only good spot within that whole radius is Mezzo. Literally.
And you still got to be careful with, you know, they cooking the stuff in all them oils and shit. So you still got to be careful.
All smoothie, all sugar.
800 calories smoothie.
I went there years ago.
Got people thinking they doing something after the workout.
Tropical smoothie. I'm like, you all sugar.
Bro.
Once I realized, I'm looking at, they got them big lotion bottles of sugar. They just be like,
hey, yo.
Diddy, you know?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, you're out of here too with Michael Hawkins.
Strike three, you're out.
But nah, I mean, you just gotta stay locked in and not go to them restaurants, man. Like, you can't, you gotta really think, if you get tempted by a smell, you're pretty fucking weak. It's pretty fucking soft. Just my opinion. You know what I'm saying?
I vouch. I agree.
Come on, bro. If you really locked in, you don't give a fuck about them smells.
You're going to smell that shit anyway.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Facts.
One way or another.
I agree, C-Marty.
Yeah, man. We killing y'all on this episode.
Dumb the Monko.
I'm trying to put my foot in and lift two dumbbells at the same time.
Man. Where we at in these comments? That's facts. Great. He's still president of the United States, like it or not. Yep. Hey, yo, stealing out Whole Foods. Yeah. Rise and rise.
Sweet as shit.
Yeah. Rise and rise. Spider-Man's tripping.
Bro, you wildin', bro.
What did you take from Whole Foods? Oh, brother. Straight savage. Uncle T sound like your aunt had an epiphany. Her eyes should be on her work. Yep. Yes, Planet Fitness serves pizza on Fridays. There's always a fast food place next to Planet Fitness and Gold's Gym. That's why I don't eat at the salad bar neither. Ugh. She's saying
it's Wendy's
every rep. I answer that they're gonna connect the dots to a location. Exactly. You got to chill out. Keep stealing. They're not gonna stop you anyway. Hey yo. Now, yeah, DC, you probably good. They ain't gonna stop you. Just call racism. You can walk right out that motherfucker.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Make my salad at home. There's a Wendy's by every Planet Fitness in my city. It's conspiracy. Get you Big Mac to keep you a Big Mac so that you got to come back. Ain't thinking about fast food. Whole paycheck is so, especially the hot food bar. Tropical calf be sneaky big in they backs. Absolutely. Planet Fitness by Pizza Hut, a buffet, hibachi grill. Cephalic phase, smell of food makes you hungry. That's a fact. claiming racism might not work anymore since getting rid of DEI and Uncle T is in office. You got a point. Uncle T cutting all that shit out. I was done with Black and Ranch, but Spider-Mo had me dead with stealing that old foods. Yeah, that was crazy.
Bro. They sweet as shit.
That shit crazy, bro. Yeah.
It's barbecue in there.
You know they got the Black and Ranch at Popeyes.
Black and Ranch.
So the Black and Ranch.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeye's?
Did I get my sauce? Y'all didn't just forgot my sauce?
That's awesome.
It's barbecue in there.
Oh, man. Hey, we killed y'all today, man. Fire episode, man. Appreciate y'all joining the show, man.
100%.
Moneybag T said his reparations. Hey, yo. Thanks, Chris and Tune. Appreciate you. Appreciate you, Jenny. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Why don't y'all follow my social media, man? C Marty Fit on TikTok. C Marty Fit on Instagram. C Marty Fit on X. C Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share it with a friend. Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. The food don't even be worth it to be that damn cheap. I agree. Tune, any closing thoughts before we get out of here?
Best fitness podcast out. If you ain't about self, unbigging that back, don't watch the podcast.
Yeah.
If you talking shit and you big as shit, don't watch the podcast.
Yeah.
If your back is wider than all outsider,
yeah,
don't watch the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you ain't got nothing good to say, keep it to yourself and don't watch the podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But more importantly, man, we appreciate y'all. Thanks for tuning in. It's always good vibes, good energy. We're just going to keep kicking this game and then dropping these gems for y'all. If you want to tap in with me, I'm on IG. Sweat for the check. Shoot me a message. Follow me. Let's chop it up. Love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all for sure.
Absolutely. Definitely love y'all, man. See you guys Friday. Yep. If you crash out over Black and Ranch at Popeye's while wearing Yaki hair ponytail, don't watch the podcast. If you locked up with some biscuits, you can't watch the podcast. Absolutely not. And with all that being said, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. If you think ninjas got a little D because they want a fit woman, don't watch the podcast. If you think woman is a little boy because she's under 200 pounds, you damn sure don't need to watch this podcast. And with all that being said, peace, rise, and rise. With all that being said, we back at it Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Hopefully get the studio back. We don't know. I talked to Big Rob, a.k.a. Big Ism, the other day. I talked to him, but it's no guarantee. If you think don't Wendy's at Planet Fitness. Don't. Okay. I don't know what that said right there. I was rocking with you. That's what that said. Johnny said a whole bunch of nothing. Excuse me. With all that being said, catch you Friday.
Beg your pardon.
If you don't go to Whole Foods and get your reparations, don't watch the podcast. With all that being said, man, catch y'all Friday, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here. Dom DeMarco.